Welcome to the Association of Schools and Colleges of Optometry's podcast series. ASCO produces podcasts on topics pertaining to the field of optometry, being or becoming a doctor of optometry, academic optometry, and more. You can listen to our podcasts through the ASCO website at www.opted.org and ASCO's YouTube and iTunes channels. Today we veer off topic just a bit and discuss the latest news from ASCO. Headquartered in Rockville, Maryland, a suburb of Washington, D.C., ASCO is the academic leadership organization committed to promoting, advancing, and achieving excellence in optometric education. Since 1941, ASCO has achieved this vision by representing the interests of institutions of optometric education, enhancing the efforts of these institutions as they prepare highly qualified graduates for entrance into the profession of optometry, and serving the public's eye and vision needs. ASCO proudly represents all 21 accredited schools and colleges of optometry in the United States and Puerto Rico. Our organization's affiliate members include the Canadian Schools of Optometry, other foreign schools, allied organizations, and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. ASCO's activities cover a wide range of programs, including applicant development and diversity, faculty and executive development, advocacy, residency promotion, data development, and communications. Today's guests are Dr. David Heath, ASCO President and President of the SUNY College of Optometry in New York City, and ASCO's newly appointed Executive Director, Don Mancuso. Dr. Heath, you were first ASCO President back in 2012. Now you're President again for the 2015-2016 fiscal year. How does it feel to be back?
Well, it feels great to be back, but it's also very interesting because I think I'm probably the first president to be president twice, but with several years intervening between terms. So it's interesting to see the changes that have occurred and within ASCO as well as within the environment.
And besides a huge ASCO leadership change that we'll get into a little bit later, what changes have you seen within the climate of optometric education as well as healthcare in general, and how will those changes be addressed during this year and for years to come?
I certainly think that the Association of Schools and Colleges of Optometry, as well as our own individual institutions, have changed tremendously within a very short period of time. And a lot of that is, in fact, the external climate. In the United States, you see huge changes in terms of higher education, but perhaps more critically in terms of healthcare with the Affordable Care Act and what it means both for our institutions and clinical programs, but also for our students who are really going to be the future practitioners that are going to be working in a very different healthcare environment. I think that this year, these changes are going to be addressed, and at some point we should certainly talk about strategic planning, because in fact, I think as an organization, we have a lot of new faces, a lot of new insights. We're going to be doing a lot of reflection about who we are as an organization and how we really want to not just respond, but in fact, lead in both education and healthcare.
And you have a new executive director following the retirement of Mr. Marty Wall, Don Mancuso. Tell us a little bit about Ms. Mancuso and why you chose her for this position and what qualities she brings to ASCO.
Well, you know, I think that as we looked at different individuals for this role, what we were looking for was certainly a very experienced association director, and Don brings a history of leadership that I think is extremely favorable. In fact, actually, whenever I've bumped into other association directors in other fields, you simply mention Don's name and they tell us what a great leader we got. But I think that Don, in coming into this role, will really help the organization really think about its place within the broader healthcare association or healthcare environment. She has a very long history of strategic planning, and quite honestly, her personal style, her communication style, just felt right. And I think that certainly, given the first few weeks, we were right on and we're really pleased to have her with us.
Don Mancuso, what appealed to you about ASCO and what are you most looking forward to?
Thank you for including me in this and giving the opportunity to share a little bit. I am brand new to the organization. Today starts week two for me, so I feel very honored and excited to be here. As David mentioned, I've been working for nonprofits for a very long time, over 30 years, and largely in healthcare organizations. So I bring with me a broad variety of perspectives on what healthcare-focused organizations can do. ASCO is a great opportunity for me because it has a long tradition of advancing and serving academic optometry. I think it's 75 years this year. So the organization's got a position of strength, high-quality programs, passionate volunteers and staff, a good, strong infrastructure that's going to provide that bedrock for a vision for the future and what we can do in the, you know, in the months and years ahead.
There were some hints about a new strategic plan, which has to be just a huge undertaking. So now with a new president and a new executive director in place, can you both speak a little bit about what's ahead? What does this new strategic plan include? And Dr. Heath, we can start with you.
We're really just kind of getting underway, and it will be important to invite in a wide variety of voices and perspectives as we look ahead. I think in terms of really understanding how critical this plan is and how timely it is, you have to think back a little bit over those 75 years. For many years, ASCO was really an association of certainly colleges of optometry, but particularly its deans, its presidents, and over time, it involved a lot of other both administrators and faculty who have common interests to share ideas, programs, to try to improve optometric education, certainly for our students. But certainly in recent years, and I think Dawn coming on board is actually perfect timing, over the more recent years, we've realized that, in fact, we have to be much more externally oriented, particularly as optometry really becomes fully integrated into the healthcare delivery system. We are engaging sister organizations both within optometry, but we also will be engaging much more aggressively, I think, other health professions, education associations in the future as well. And then to sort of add on to that, we also have a lot of new deans and presidents that have assumed their positions really within about the last 5 years, who just bring some tremendous energies and different perspectives. So you sort of take this transition of certainly the executive director from Marty Wall to Dawn. You take the transformation of the American healthcare system. You take the pressures and challenges of higher education, mix it in with a bunch of wonderful people. And what it really means is an incredible opportunity to think about how the Association of Schools and Colleges of Optometry really wants to be a leading voice in the future of the profession, not just in education, but in professional practice as well. The chair of our strategic planning process is going to be Dr. Carla Zadnick, who's dean at Ohio State and the president-elect, so she'll be taking over for me next year in July. But working closely with Dawn, given her strategic planning experience, what we're really hoping is to hone in, focus on our priorities, and make sure that, in fact, we're not only engaged in a broad sense, but in fact, we're assuming a leadership role.
Dawn Mancuso, any thoughts, anything to add about this new strategic plan?
It is an exciting time to be joining the organization. And David mentioned, I think we can be really broad about our look at what the organization has accomplished and what we should be working on and trying to accomplish in the future. I think from a professional association management standpoint, I feel very lucky to have a board that is committed to the goal of setting this new roadmap for the organization. And everybody is on board and excited to get started with it. You know, our first strategy session is scheduled for later this month, and so we're just now getting underway, but there's much that we do right now to advance optometric education and promote the profession to prospective students, and there's going to be much more we can and we'll be doing in the future as a result of the strategic planning journey we're about to embark on.
Now, we always wrap this podcast by talking about the bright future that's ahead for doctors of optometry. Dr. Heath, can you share with us any stories about your current students or recent graduates that reinforce this whole ideal that it's looking pretty good for doctors of optometry?
Yeah, I'm happy to share a few things. I think it's important to understand that with all the change going on in the environment, certainly our students and our graduates really have to be prepared to enjoy the ride. I think everybody is actually trying to predict the future as best they can, but it is a bit of a challenge. That said, when you look around the country, and it's not just my students in New York, but you know what you do see is a high graduation rates. I mean, generally the students that we accept are extraordinarily bright and talented individuals, and by and large are successful. So it's kind of rare for a student not to be successful. But, you know, you look and to a large degree, it's a profession with 100% employment. At least in my institution, we have a zero default rate, so you know they're making a living. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that certainly the challenge for the future and the opportunity, you know, is really the full integration of optometry into the healthcare system. You know, as ASCO, but also the American Optometric Association look forward, we really see the practitioners today and increasingly in the future being absolutely critical to the delivery of medical eye care and being fully integrated into some of the larger healthcare systems that we see emerging on a national basis. This generation, I would note this generation is, you know, I see in our students kind of a interesting commitment, probably certainly more than mine, to maintaining a work-life balance. And so you would find if you did a survey of students, not that they find it easy, but I do think that they find that the profession gives them that kind of a balance and they enjoy a high quality of life. So I'm very much bullish on the profession, and I think there's every reason to think that we're going to thrive moving forward.
And Don Mancuso, I know you've been with ASCO for just a few weeks now, but we enjoy the fresh perspective that you can offer about the future of optometric education. What are your thoughts?
Oh, thank you. You know, I am very new to optometry, but I'm not new to healthcare. And there are, as David mentioned, there's a lot going on in the healthcare realm that means promise for the field of optometry in my mind. There are an incredible amount of advances going on right now in treatments in eye care, particularly in the technology realm, that, you know, every day these new advances will, you know, hold the promise of coming up with new diagnostic or treatments for eye disease. And, you know, in many ways, new optometrists are going to be part of the a wave of change in treatment. There's also lots of opportunities for practitioners to work in a really wide variety of clinical settings. So anyone coming into the field has many choices on how they want to structure their career. And, of course, then we've also got changing demographics in the population in this country is going to drive strong demand for services over time. So, I'm not an expert in what's going on in optometry yet, but I do feel very confident that those three changes in overall healthcare system, as well as the sense of that newer generations want to get very involved in hands-on delivery of patient care and the satisfaction gratification of that kind of primary health care is something that optometry offers to students.
Thank you both for your time and participation in ASCO's podcast, ASCO and New Beginnings. We thank Dr. David Heath, ASCO President and President of the SUNY College of Optometry, and Ms. Dawn Mancuso, ASCO Executive Director, for their time. For more information, please visit www.opted.org.